Let God transform your life as you listen to this inspiring sermon by Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
Morning, everybody. How are you doing today? It's great to have you in the house of God, and I've got really good news for you right now. Somebody in this room has the opportunity to win 50 Ghana cedis cash money. Anybody want 50 Ghana cedis cash money? If you want to be a volunteer and have the chance to win 50 Ghana cedis cash money, wave your hand. Let me see you. Who wants to win 50 Ghana cedis? Anybody? All right, right you, right down here in front. Give him a big round of applause. Come up on the stage. Run on up here. Oh, don't be jealous. Give him a big round of applause. Amen, amen. How are you doing this morning? What's your name?
Joseph,
you have the opportunity to win 50 Ghana cedis cash money. How do you feel about that? You excited? All right, well, there's the good news that somewhere on this platform, there's a white envelope with 50 Ghana cedis. If you find it, it's yours. You can keep it. Amen? You can go and buy KFC or pizza or I don't know, anything you want. How does that sound? Pretty good. Just don't forget to pay your tithe. Amen. All right. But here's the bad news. You only have 30 seconds to find it. Somewhere on this stage, 50 Ghana cedis, 30 seconds. But there's good news. Someone in this room knows where the 50 Ghana cedis is. It's not me. I don't know where it is. But someone knows where it is, and they're going to be talking to you and telling you where it is. And that person is your friend Moses Kwarteng, right down here. Moses knows where it is. He's going to be telling you. He's going to be telling you where to go. Isn't that cool? Now, the bad news is you can't leave the stage. He can't come up here. He can't signal. He can only speak. So you have to do what? You have to what? Listen, all right? But the really bad news is, everybody in the crowd, I need your help. It's your job to make sure he can't hear Moses. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. I'm gonna need some people to make some noise. I need 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. All right, go ahead. Moses knows where it is. Moses knows. Listen to him. Listen to him. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four. What happened to you? Did he look serious? He doesn't look serious. I think I need another volunteer. Moses knew where it was. You just need to listen to him. Why didn't you listen to him? You couldn't hear him. Why not? Why didn't you get closer to him? What's wrong with you? Loose him in Jesus' name. Should we give him another chance? No. Yes. Okay. Because we're a church that loves, agape is love, you know, we're mercy, grace, all right? We're going to give you one more chance, all right? Same thing, 50 Ghana cedis is hidden on this stage. If you find it, it's yours. You've got 30 seconds. The crowd is going to be shouting and cheering. Moses knows where it is. How are you going to get yourself to listen to him? What do you think you need to do? Okay, you have to get closer to him, right, all right? And so I'm going to give you a big favor. I'm going to let Moses come up on the stage, all right? 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What does he need to do? Ready? Go. Make some noise. Hey! 21, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14. Give Joseph a big round of applause. Come on over. Woo! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open the envelope. What do you got? When I was his age, I would have ripped it, you know. 50 Ghana cedis. Congratulations. It's all yours. Don't forget to pay your tithe and share some with Moses. Amen. Give him a big round of applause. Joseph John. Hey! There's a powerful lesson for all of us in what you just saw happen. In order to succeed in life, you have to get close to the person with the answers and listen to his voice. The fact is, we all need direction in life. We're all searching for something. We all need to know the way to get to success. And the good news is God has all the answers we need. He knows the path you need to take. He knows the steps you need to go. He knows where you need to be and how you can get there. And best of all, God is ready to speak to us. The problem is we simply need to get close and listen. You see, unless we draw near to God, unless we listen to God, there are millions of voices in the world, and God's voice will be drowned out by every other voice. We hear many voices, but the only one that matters is the voice that knows the path we need to take, the voice of Jesus. So we have to learn to tune out every other voice, get close to put our ear by the mouth of Jesus, and listen. That's what we're going to discover in our sermon this morning. But before we go on, let's bow our heads and pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we pray that you will help us to listen today. There are millions of voices in the world. They're all screaming for our attention and shouting for our attention. But Lord, we pray you help us to ignore them, to drown them out. Help us to get closer and closer to you till our ear is in your mouth and we hear your voice more than any other. We submit to you right now. We bind every spirit of the enemy that would come to deceive or disturb or distract us. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit to speak clearly to our hearts and to give us ears to hear and listen. We thank you that as we listen to you, at the end of the day, your name will be glorified and our lives will be transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask this in faith, and we thank you by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I want to invite you to take a moment and join your faith with mine right now. Wherever you are, online or in the auditorium, put your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. Manifest your glory in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome once again to Agape House New Testament Church. It's great to see you here at Agape Land. If you're joining us online today, I pray that the power and presence of the Lord will touch you right where you are. If you're ever in Accra, don't hesitate to join us here at Agape Land in person. I promise you a warm welcome awaits you. The good news for all of us today, whether online or in the auditorium, is that you picked a great day to join us as we're beginning a brand new sermon series called Listen. Amen. Throughout the coming weeks, we're going to discover how we can all listen to the voice of God and how our lives will be blessed and transformed as we listen to Him. See, last weekend, there was a powerful move of God in our church in the event called Prophetic Gathering. God came and shifted us as a church. He came and shifted you as individuals into a new level of the Spirit through the prophetic word. Thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for Reverend Dr. Robert Ampia Kwofi and for Prophet Kakra Baden, and thank God for the twin prophets from USA. They spoke to us. We were moved and challenged and inspired, and God did something awesome. But the good news is, even though prophetic gathering has ended, God's move in our midst has not ended. Even though God spoke to us through the prophets, the good news is He still wants to speak to us today. And now our challenge is to continue in the move of God and continue to see what God is doing and hear His voice and move forward. We heard from God, but now we have to learn to continue to listen. So to help us learn how to listen, we've printed sermon notes today. They look like this. They're inside your bulletin. And if you're joining us online, you can get these notes free of charge. Download them at our website or on Facebook Live in the notes section. I invite you to take out your notes now and follow along with me as we discover three steps to listen to Jesus. Now, there at the top of your notes and on the screen ahead of you is our scripture text for today. Just one simple verse, the words of Jesus found in John 10:27. I want us to begin today by reading this out loud together. Read it like you mean it. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Let's say that one more time. Ready? Say it loud. Say it like you mean it. Ready? Go. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your heart today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I don't know about you, but I love this simple and profound verse. You know, sometimes the most profound truths are the simple truths. And here in these few simple words, Jesus gives us something so powerful, something so motivational, something that is life-changing if we can grasp and implement the truth into our own lives. For the fact is, Jesus makes it clear, every one of us can hear the voice of God. Every one of us as a follower of Jesus has the right to listen to Jesus' voice. Think about what he says here for a moment. Jesus does not say, my prophets hear my voice. Now, we know that God's prophets hear Jesus' voice. Amen? But that's not his emphasis. He does not say, my pastors hear my voice. We know that God's grace gives the pastors the ability to hear from God. But that's not Jesus' aim. Jesus is coming, not talking to prophets, not talking to pastors. He's talking to you and you and you and you and every single one of us, for he says, my sheep hear my voice. Every sheep, every believer, every follower, every simple, ordinary, pew-sitting sheep, everybody who loves Jesus has the ability to hear and listen to his voice. And the fact is, if we can hear his voice, it means that he's speaking. And if he's speaking, we have a command from God to listen. So today, let's discover the three steps so that you and I can listen to Jesus' voice. And here's your first step. You've got to learn to listen. Take your pen and fill in the blank with the word listen. And understand that the first step is that you've got to learn how to listen. Jesus said, my sheep listen. And that's something that we've got to practice and something we've got to do. For the fact is, God is a God of communication. God speaks. We know that about God just as much as we know that he's mighty and he's powerful. For you see, in the Bible, this is one of the first revelations about God. God speaks. Before we know that he's love, before we know that he saves, before we know that he heals and delivers, the Bible makes it clear God speaks. In fact, that's how our world came to exist. In Genesis 1:3, the Bible says, and God said, somebody say, and God said, let there be light. And then he created the heavens and the earth by speaking. And not only does God speak in general, but he speaks to people. From the very first man and woman on the earth to all of us today, God speaks. In Genesis 1:28 and 29, the Bible says, God blessed them and said, somebody say, and God said, he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Then God said, somebody say, and God said, look, I've given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. So right from the very first time when God created Adam and Eve, he began to speak to them. And over in the Bible, we see God speaking because God is a God of communication. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham. He spoke to Ruth. He spoke to David. He spoke throughout the Bible to Paul and to Mary. He spoke to mighty men and to simple people. He spoke to men and women, rich and poor, old and young, black and white. And God continues to speak to us today. God wants to speak to you. If you're a child of God, it is your right and your duty and your obligation and your destiny to hear the voice of God. In fact, if you're not hearing God's voice, there's something deficient in your Christian life. In fact, when we study the Bible, we see this is one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came. Listen to his words in Revelation 3:20. Listen, everybody say, listen. I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him and he with me. So Jesus says, I've come to bring men closer to God. I've come to bring you right into the same room, into fellowship. I've come so that you can listen and hear my voice so that we can have a conversation together. Right now, Jesus is calling us. He's offering us the opportunity to speak with him and to have him speak with us. But the problem is many of us are not listening to God. The problem is many of us don't hear God because we don't expect him to speak. Even though he's speaking to every one of us every day, even though it's our right as children, we don't always hear him because we don't expect God to speak to us. We can see this from the example of a young man named Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 in the Old Testament. Samuel was a young man who was the son of a woman named Hannah. Hannah had been barren, and one day she prayed and said, God, I beg you, give me a child. If you give me a child, I will dedicate him to you. And so God answered her prayer, and Samuel was born to Hannah in her barrenness. And sure too to her word, she brought Samuel to the tabernacle and gave him over to God at a young age. So here was a young boy raised in the house of God, raised in the actual sanctuary. But the problem was, in that day, the priests were backslidden. The priests were committing fornication. They were stealing from the offerings. There was sin in the camp. And so God had stopped speaking to his people. So little Samuel, even though he was raised in church and raised in the tabernacle, he didn't know that God spoke. He never saw anybody hearing from God. He never experienced anyone listening to God. He didn't know that God could speak. Well, one night the Bible says he was sleeping and God spoke to him, Samuel, Samuel. But not knowing that God would speak, the little boy jumped up and ran to Eli, his master, and said, Eli, you called me. Eli said, I didn't call you. You must be dreaming. Go back to bed. So Samuel went back to bed, and the Bible says God called a second time, Samuel, Samuel, and he jumped up, not knowing that God could speak. He could not hear God's voice. He ran to Eli, said, Eli, you called me. Eli said, you must have eaten bad Papa's pizza. Go back to bed. Samuel went back to bed, but the third time God called Samuel, Samuel, he jumped up. When he did not know God would speak, he did not receive God's voice. He ran to Eli the third time, said, Eli, here I am. And suddenly Eli thought, what's going on here? Maybe this is a visitation of God. Maybe God has come back to his people. Maybe God is visiting us again. Maybe God is bringing revival. Maybe the voice of the Lord has come back to his people. So Eli said, when you go lie down this time, if you hear the voice again, jump up and say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And suddenly Samuel goes, what are you talking about? Could this be the voice of God? I didn't know that God speaks to man. I didn't know he would speak to me. But Eli said, oh yes, God wants to speak to you. So Samuel went back. His hands were trembling. His heart was racing. He thought, could it be that the Almighty will speak to a little boy like me? He laid down wondering, have I missed my opportunity? He called three times and I didn't answer. But as he laid there sleepless, suddenly the voice came again. Samuel, Samuel. And he jumped up from bed and said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then the Bible says in verse 11, the Lord spoke to Samuel. When the revelation came that there was a voice from God, when he began to understand that God would speak, he was able to receive the voice of God. So let me ask you today, do you believe that God will speak to you? Not to the prophet, not to the pastor, but to you. Do you believe that God is longing to talk to you today? Because if you're not hearing from God, it's not that he's not speaking, it's that you're not listening. This is why Jesus said in Matthew 11, 15, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. And this scripture is so important. These few words are so important. Jesus repeats this in the Gospels six times. And he repeats these exact same words in the book of Revelation eight times. 14 times in the New Testament, Jesus himself says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. It is so important we understand this because your destiny depends on it. For the truth is, your life is shaped by the voice you listen to the most. In fact, your ability to achieve your destiny is dependent on your ability to listen to God speak. That's the powerful lesson we can learn from the true story of a man named Dr. Alfred Tomatis. Dr. Alfred Tomatis was a French otolaryngologist. You should clap for me that I said that, all right? Otolaryngologist. What is that? It's a big fancy word that means he's a doctor that treats hearing problems. early in his career, Dr. Tomatis wasn't famous, but he became famous because of one patient who came to him. It was an opera singer. This woman was having trouble hearing and having trouble singing. She couldn't hit the notes she was wanting to hit. And so she'd been to many different doctors. She'd been to doctors to look at her throat and her voice. She looked at doctors who could examine her vocal cords. She thought because the symptoms were in her voice, the solution was in her voice. But none of the doctors could help her. They couldn't find any problem with her vocal cords or her throat or her neck, and so she remained uncured. But when she went to Dr. Alfred Tomatis, he said, I don't believe that your symptoms find the source of the problem. I believe they are just symptoms. The source of your problem is somewhere else. And Dr. Alfred Tomatis began to examine her ears. He didn't just look at the symptom, he tried to find the source. For you see, Dr. Tomatis believed that your ability to speak or sing is based on your ability to hear. And in fact, he discovered that the problem with the singer was that she was going deaf. The problem, the source, was in her ear. When she couldn't hear the notes, she couldn't sing the notes. And there's a powerful lesson in the true story of Dr. Alfred Tomatis, a lesson for all of us. Your life can only reproduce what you hear. If you can't hear God, you can't follow God. If you don't listen to God, you won't sing God's song for your life. But here's the problem. Just like that opera singer, we misdiagnose the problem. We're looking at the symptoms, thinking the symptoms are our problem. We're failing to look at the source. We all have problems. Some of us have emotional problems. We feel depressed or worried because of coronavirus. Some of us have relational problems. You've been waiting for Kwame to marry you for 7 years, and it's not happening. Some of us have financial problems. Your job isn't paying you enough. We all have problems, but our misdiagnosis is making things worse. We think if I can just get a man, if I can just get more money, if I can just find happy situations, then I'll be solved. But really, the source of your problems is not relational or emotional or financial. The source of your problem is that you're not hearing God. For when you listen to God's voice, it solves every other problem. It's a solution. Listening to his voice is the key to discovering and fulfilling your destiny. So which voice are you listening today? Are you listening to the voice of fear that says the world is in a pandemic and I might possibly get sick and die? Are you listening to the voice of your friends who say, go ahead and dump Kwame and cheat on him? You've got to get what you need. Are you listening to the voice of your coworkers that tell you, let's have a scheme to use ways and means to get money from our employer? Are you listening to the voice of your family or the voice of your fears or the enemy's voice telling you to go astray? Because when you listen to those voices, it will lead you astray and it drowns out the voice of the only one who has the answer for your life. For there is no other voice than the voice of the Lord Jesus who can direct you and lead you in the right path. It's the voice of love and the voice of light and the voice of laughter and the voice of joy and the peace. It's the voice of the risen Savior singing over you. For Zephaniah 3:17 says, for the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful song. God is always singing songs of deliverance over you. When your voice of internal self-doubt and negative self-talk tells you you're not good enough or that you'll never make it, Jesus is singing over you. I've created you. I've destined you. You are my child. You're the one I love. He sings better than that, but that's okay. When the enemy around you says, you're going to die from coronavirus, Jesus sings over you, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. I will surround you and protect you from the plague. When the voice of your enemies comes to tell you you've been defeated, Jesus says, I am your victory. I'm singing songs of joy and grace and blessing over your life. And Jesus said, my sheep, listen to my voice. You can't hear it with your natural ear, but if you'll tune in the spirit to the spirit of the living God. You will have faith and not fear. You will have peace and not panic. You will have gratefulness and not grumpiness. You will be loved and not alone. If you believe it, say amen. For Jesus said, my sheep listen. And we've got to practice listening. So the question we need to ask ourselves today is, whose voice am I listening to? Is God's voice the loudest in my life? Put all the other voices on silence and listen to him. And that brings us to our second truth today. You've got to learn to discern. Take your pen and fill in the blank with the word discern. You've got to learn to discern. You see, first of all, we've got to learn to listen. And then secondly, we've got to learn to discern. That's why Jesus said, my sheep listen. But he added this, my sheep listen to my voice. Everybody say, my voice. For the fact is, there are many other voices in the world, and Jesus acknowledges that. He says, you can't listen to the crowd. You can't listen to the religious leaders. You can't listen to the devil. You've got to listen to my voice. That's why earlier in this same chapter, in verses 3-5, Jesus said this, the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep using their names, and he leads them out. The sheep follow him because they know his voice, but the sheep will never follow someone they don't know. They will run away from him because they don't know his voice. And that's the problem for many of us. We're listening to other voices. We've got the radio tuned up so loud. We've got the songs on repeat. We're watching the television. We're talking on the phone to our friends. We're so busy, consumed with listening to other voices, we don't listen to God. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:10, there are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. We are surrounded by sound. Every spiritual being has a sound. Every human being has a sound. And we have to learn to discern which voice to listen to and which one to reject. We have to learn to discern when God is speaking and when he's not. We can see that just from what happened in the last few days right here in Ghana. We all know that on March 12th, the Minister of Health came out and announced that there were 2 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Ghana, and people began to panic. But then on March 13th, a video began to circulate on social media. The video showed a clip of the head of the Korlibu Teaching Hospital proclaiming that the tests were negative. And some people began to rejoice. Oh, there's no coronavirus here. But the fact is, the video circulating on March 13th was 1 month old. It was fake news. And it is in fact true that there's coronavirus here in Ghana. I don't share that news to frighten you. I share it to show the fact that we all need to learn to discern. You have to learn to discern the news, the true and the false. You have to learn to discern what's on social media, the true and the false. You have to learn to test prophecies and discern between the true and the false. For there are a lot of voices in the world, but noise doesn't equal truth. That's why God himself commands us to test every voice. Listen to 1 John 4:1. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. Don't believe everyone who comes with a backward collar. Don't believe everyone who says, I am a prophet. Don't believe everyone because they have a crowd or they show miracles. He said, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. Tell your neighbor he's talking about you. You must test them. You must. It is a command from God. You must test them to see if the spirit they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets in the world. Turn your notes over to page 2 and tell your neighbor he's talking about you. God commands us. He says, you must test every voice, every dream, every spirit, every prophecy, every preacher you listen to on radio, whether it's Joy FM or City FM or Sunny FM or any other FM. You've got to test every voice, every prophet, every preacher. For 1 Thessalonians 5:20 and 21 says, don't treat prophecies as if they weren't important, but test all prophecies. Tell your neighbor, test all prophecies. Hold on to what is good. In fact, in the church of Jesus Christ, we are commanded by God to judge every prophet. 1 Corinthians 14:29 says, let 2 or 3 prophets speak and let the others judge. Today we've gotten so off base in the church that if you dare to challenge a prophet or so-called prophet, they will get offended. They will say, don't touch God's anointed, and they will tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. But I know what I'm talking about. My Jesus commands me, and he commands you. He commands every church to take every prophecy from every prophet and judge it, whether it came from God or not. For 1 John 5, 7-8 says, there are three who speak of this in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Spirit. These three are one. And I came to declare to you today that the test for every vision, the test for every prophecy, the test for every dream, the test for every man of God, every radio preaching, does it align with the Word of God? Because the Father and the Word and the Spirit always agree, and the Word never contradicts the Spirit, and the Spirit of God will never contradict the Word. If you believe it, say amen. That's why Jesus said in John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So in order to learn to discern, you've got to get close to the Word of God. You've got to measure everything you hear and everything you see by what's in the Bible. You've got to get closer and closer and closer to the Bible, because the closer you are to the Bible, the more accurately you will learn to discern the Word of God. You have to exercise your spirit to hear God's voice, to drown out every other. What's not so long ago, there was a young man who was having some serious problems in his life. He was facing a decision and he didn't know what to do. So finally, in desperation, he went to the pastor after the service and said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. I've got a problem. And the young man began to tell the pastor his problem. Then he said, what should I do? And the pastor answered him like this. And the young man looked at the pastor and said, excuse me, what did you say? And he took a step closer, and the pastor said, and the young man said, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say? And he took a step closer, and the pastor said, and the young man said, Pastor, I can't hear you. What did you say? And the young man got right up and put his ear next to the mouth of the pastor. And the pastor said, if you want to hear from Jesus, you have to get close to him. See, the problem in your life is not that your life is too loud. The problem in your life is you are too separated from the shepherd. But no matter how loud the world, no matter how loud your own voice, no matter how loud the noise around you, if you want to hear from Jesus, get close. For the closer you get to your destiny, the farther you get from the crowd. It's not everybody you're walking with who can walk with you to your destiny. If you're keeping company with Jesus, dedication requires separation. And I speak to some of you today, the reason why you haven't heard from God is because he's calling you closer. You've been praying about a decision. You've been praying about something. You're not getting the answer because Jesus is calling you, get closer, get closer, get closer, get closer, until you're in his embrace and he's speaking into your ear and you listen to Jesus. That brings us to our third truth today. You've got to learn to obey. Everybody take your pen and fill in the blank with the word obey. And listen to how Jesus continues our scripture text. First, he says, my sheep listen. He says, they listen to my voice. And then the result of listening is he says this, my sheep follow me. For you see, you can only stay close to Jesus when you follow him. The problem for some of us is that we want to know the whole route. We want to know the whole path. God has already spoken to some of you. He's told you the first step to take. But you're sitting there waiting because you don't see the second step and the third step and the fourth step. And so you're saying, well, let me have more revelation. Let me get more understanding. But friend, God doesn't work that way. Psalm 37:23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. And the Bible makes it clear that as we step, God begins to speak. For while you walk, God will talk. The path is progressive. God's revelation is progressive. And if he's shown you one thing, he may not show you the second step or the third step until you take that first step that he's already given you. There are many of us in the midst today. God's already spoken to you. He's given you a vision. He's given you a plan. And you say, well, I'm just waiting to know the next step. You've got to take the step you know before he will give you the step you don't know. And I release upon you right now the courage and the faith and the boldness to take the first step, because God will continually guide you. As you walk, he will talk. That's what we see from every great man in the Bible. In Genesis 22, for example, let's look at Abraham when God spoke to him. The Bible says sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. God's testing your faith. He'll tell you the first step, but not the second. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. So God gave him a vision. God gave him a plan. He said, go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. In other words, Abraham had the general plan, but he didn't know the mountain. He didn't know the destination. He didn't know the path. He didn't know every step he would take. But as he walked by faith, God began to reveal him. And when he took the step of faith, God began to open up his heart and mind. That's why I'm here to declare to you today that obedience to God leads to the ability to know the truth. That's what Jesus Christ himself said in John 7:17. Anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely from my own. In other words, when you want to do God's will, when you're submitted to God's will, when you're surrendered to God's will, you will have the ability to discern. The more you listen, the more you obey, God will give you more revelation. And as you walk in obedience, he reveals. You take a step by faith, he reveals. The more you walk, the more God talks. For Jesus promised us in Mark 4, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more. Somebody say the more. The more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. Jesus is telling us, if you listen and obey, I'm going to give you more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. Three times he says more. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. In other words, the one who listens and obeys receives more. The ones who don't listen receive less. And I'm here to urge you today to open up your heart and listen, learn to discern, and begin to obey, because God is going to pour out revelation on you. He's going to give you prophecies and dreams and revelation. He's going to give you direction and understanding. There's going to be a deluge of revelation when you step in faith and obey. That's the lesson we can learn from the inspiring testimony of the twin prophets, Prophet Naeem and Prophet Hakeem Collins. They were here with us last week at Prophetic Gathering, and I loved their ministry. Anybody else love their ministry? They didn't have time to share their testimony, but they told it to me. When they were 7 years old as children, growing up in a house where there was no faith in Christ, God visited them. Their dad was a Muslim. Their mom did not go to church. But in that ungodly home, God came and they had a visitation. They started getting revelations. They started getting dreams and angelic visits. They started hearing from Jesus and following him. And as they obeyed Jesus, God began to give them more and more revelation. They grew up knowing that they had a prophetic gift and they would be used by God. But then when they became teenagers, they stopped listening to the voice of God, and they started listening to the voice of the world. As they grew up in youth, they began to go astray. They got involved in gangs and drugs and criminal activity. They began to stop listening to God, and the revelations began to decrease. Then one day, when both the twins were 19 years of age, at two separate places, at two separate times on the same day, they were both arrested by the police for crimes, and they were brought divinely to the same jail and kept in separate cells side by side. So here's Prophet Naeem and Prophet Hakeem, 19 years of age, in prison for crimes. And both of them received the same revelation at the same time. God said to them, I didn't call you to prison ministry. I called you to the prophetic ministry. And both of them lifted their hands and said, yes. When they said yes to God, within 10 minutes, both of them were released from prison and the charges were dropped. And that yes of obedience began a release once again of the prophetic ministry. From that day till now, they've stood and listened to God, discerned his voice, and obeyed. Today, the twin prophets have a ministry around the world, but in their story, we understand this. God won't give you new revelation when you haven't obeyed the old revelation he already gave you. That's why David said in Psalms 85, 8 and 9, I listen carefully to what the Lord God is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people. But let them not return to their foolish ways. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. So our land will be filled with his glory. And I came to tell you today, there are tremendous blessings to all of us when we listen. When we listen to God, we will have peace that passes understanding. When we listen to God and obey him, our land will be filled with glory, not disease. When we listen to God and follow his word, we will see salvation and healing and deliverance come. When we listen to God and discern his voice, when we hear from him and walk by faith in obedience, unlimited blessings become ours. For he knows how to guide you in the storm. He knows how to drown out every other loud voice. He knows how to keep you safe. That's why Exodus 15, 26 says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. What a powerful promise if we will listen, if we will discern, if we will obey. He will keep us safe. He will guide his sheep to the pastures of salvation. I hear the voice of the Father saying to us what he said thousands of years ago on that great day when the heavens opened and God spoke. This, a voice from the cloud said, this is my son. My chosen one, listen to him. The hope
of nations. God bless you for listening to this message. Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb is the senior pastor of Agape House New Testament Church in East Lagos. If you are ever in Accra, we would like you to worship with us on Saturday night at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 7:30, 9:30, or 11:30 a.m. You will have an awesome experience.